of January.
I'll always be in the minority if I keep going.
Present. We'll start out with Senate Bill 146, related to weights and measures. Senator Jones, would you like to join us up here, please? Senator, since it's your committee, why don't you join us over here, right, and then you can be here for questions and answers also.
Weights and measures still in existence?
Yeah. Mr. Chairman, Senators, thank you. For the record, I'm Senator Dwight Jones, Chairman of the Senate Transportation Committee. The Senate Transportation Committee has introduced Senate Bill 146 to implement the penalty provisions provided for a traffic bail forfeiture schedule. And where we are today, we have something out there, we have no way to enforce it. We have no way to tell the trucking industry or anybody else that there's we have overweight or we have overweight. Or you can tell them, but there's nothing you can do about stopping. So this needs to have some teeth put in it. And the bail schedule at this time has been omitted. The court system has asked the Judiciary Committees, both Senate and House, in February that there's a need for legislation in this area. The letter further stated the legislature could solve this problem by adopting a specific penalty for violation of these regulations. And Senate Bill 146 would provide those penalties. We believe that with the imminence of spring breakup coming upon us, the inability under the current regulations of the Department of Commerce to enforce the weight restrictions, it's important that this bill be given expeditious treatment. I'd be glad to answer any questions.
Committee, any questions?
Thank you, Senator. We went through a breakup last year without the provisions in place. What happened?
I couldn't tell you specifically what happened, Senator. Just generally, it's there's no way that they have to the weights and measures department to stop any overweight vehicles going on through. There's no penalty. There's no way they can weigh the vehicle. They can do all that. They can determine that it's overweight. They have no way of providing for a penalty, or that there's no way to provide for a bail forfeiture. It all got thrown out when the Alaska Public Utilities Commission was all taken out of their hands.
Any further questions? Senator Fernkamp.
Mr. Jones, I remember when we put the this weights and measures under change it from the Department of Safety. Did you look at putting it back under the Department of Safety rather than in Commerce? It seemed to me there were a lot of complaints about people in Commerce not trained to recognize safety signals when we were hearing some complaints on this bill, and I just wondered if you looked at it.
Well, no, we didn't look at that. That, you know, it wants public safety wants it back. I think at one time it was in public safety.
Yes, until 4 years.
And they essentially said they didn't want it. So it came under Commerce. Commerce took it. The weigh stations are now run by their people. You know, if public safety wants it back, that's fine. The committee wasn't addressing this where it should be. The feeling is that it should be under public safety. That's fine. Put it there. But no, we didn't address that. No.
Okay, any other questions? Then there's another witness, Mr. Swanson from the Department of Commerce.
Yes, I would. Thank you.
I must have got his TR budget.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, my name is Joe Swanson. I'm the director of the Division of Income and Standards, housed within the Department of Commerce and Economic Development. The division has three primary responsibilities: the operation of the 11 fixed weigh stations, oversized and overweight permits, and the weight to measure program. The bill that's currently before the committee deals with two of those functions, that is the operation of the fixed weigh stations and the issuance of oversized and overweight permits. Excuse me, I've got a little bit of a cold. The bill asks for sanctions or ability for our weigh station operators in the performance of their duties to issue citations for violations of 17AAC, which is the regulation that DOTPF has on the books that sets the size and weight limitations of vehicles traversing the Alaska highway system. Additionally, it allows us under a DOT regulation, 3AAC 35, to issue oversized and overweight permits. We have at this time no sanctions for those permits, and if an individual comes into the weigh station in violation of a permit or in violation of one of 17AAC 25's regulations, we have no means for enforcement other than to issue a new permit, make them get the vehicle legal, and then let them proceed on their way. Just as I tuned in, I heard one question on what did we do last year during breakup. Since we got the program some 5 years ago from public safety, the division has been aware of the problem. We have been running a colossal bluff on the industry. We have been able to write a nickel a pound violation for overweight citations under a public safety statute. There was a cloud on that issue, and it always has been. This year, the courts caught up with us on the cloud on that issue, and they are now telling us that we do not have the authority to even issue overweight violations. We have never had the authority since the program was transferred from public safety to Congress to issue sanctions of any kind for permit violations or size violations. Excuse me. The biggest single problem that we've encountered: if an individual wishes to move an oversized load of some kind, and probably the one that everybody sees the most is the house load from Anchorage to the Valley, from Fairbanks out into North Pole, and they take up the entire road. Some of these are 24, 26 feet high, they're 14 to 18 feet tall, and they can be 30 to 40 feet long. We put a number of restrictions on the individuals moving those loads. We put time restrictions on them, trying to keep them out of traffic patterns. We require that they have anything from 2 to 10 pilot cars compared to the length, compared to the area they're going to go through, how many streets we want blocked off. In other words, what we're doing there is purely a safety program for the motoring public. And the pilot cars provide that safety. We also want to make sure they don't run into bridges. We want to make sure that they don't knock out telephone and cable TV and wires, the whole gamut. What we are finding more and more of as the industry becomes aware that we cannot enforce the permit is that they will leave without the pilot card. They will leave or not even obtain a permit to move. And by not obtaining one, they don't get a pilot card. They don't take the route that they should take. They haven't contacted all of the utilities that we require on the permit form. And we find more and more problems being encountered. In your packet, there is a letter from Barry Moorhead, who is the division administrator for the Federal Highway Administration, and each year the division certifies to the federal government, the Federal Highway Administration, that we do in fact have an effective oversized enforcement, overweight enforcement program. The federal government is aware, or the Federal Highway Administration is aware, that we do not have the authority to write citations. And one of the things that concerns them the most, and I quote, it says that the majority of these collisions occur in the central region. These are collisions with oversized loads running into bridges. The Alaska Department of DOTPF estimates $514,000 to $664,000 damage to bridges from 1982 to date, and this was dated July 18, 1986, in just a four-year period, or the period of time that we've had this program. If an individual doesn't have to get a permit from it, if there are no sanctions, if they're stopped by a local policeman, if they're stopped by a state trooper, they cannot make them get write them a citation. They can stop them, and we will issue one. One of the major problems and we're finding more of it, is the oversized load that runs into an overpass. We also are very concerned about the safety. And I guess I've got in the packet that you were provided with, there is a letter to Senator Petula and to Representative John Sun from Carlos Forsyth, who is staff counsel for the Alaska court system. And in that, the Supreme Court points out, as they were updating our Alaska tariff bill forfeiture schedule, that they discovered that we did not have the authority for oversized or overweight permit violations. In that, in the last paragraph, they say, although the court system usually does not suggest substantive measures to the legislature for its consideration, there is a clear need for legislation in this area. To the best of my knowledge, there is no controversy surrounding this measure. Since the court system is the best position to provide the legislature with background material on these offenses, I have attached several memoranda outlining the development of this problem and the relationship between the relevant statutes and regulations. Although the court system is not in a position to propose specific language, it appears that the legislature could solve this problem by adopting a specific penalty for violations of these regulations. The proposed bill in front of you will give us that authority, and it is in the language that's acceptable to all parties, the public safety, DOT, and ourselves. With that, I would ask if the committee would have any questions.
What brought it all on? The regulations went out when the Alaska Transportation Commission was abolished. Is that right, Joe?
No, Senator, when they transferred the program from public safety to the Department of Commerce, they reached over and picked up just language of the statute, moved it from public safety to the Commerce statute. And in that, they forgot then to provide us with the sanctions. In other words, the next paragraph down provided public safety with the sanctions for the enforcement of the way station and the enforcement of 17 and AC 25. By not moving the sanctions over with it into Commerce, that's how it got dropped. Now, at the beginning of the program when we got it, ATC transferred some of their authority by letter and by the authority of the Commission to the Division of Measurement Standards to do safety inspections and to do some size and weight enforcement. When ATC was sunsetted, we lost that. Now, we had a bill then, the department, at that time, but we lost it in the House. And this is the third time we have submitted this legislation.
Senator Farrington?
For one who's not a lawyer, could you explain to me, see to me like this, formerly a misdemeanor, now they call it a violation in this bill. What does that mean?
Okay, Senator, what that does is the misdemeanor carries with it a potential $1,000 fine and is considered a criminal offense. This particular offense is a $300 maximum, and it is not considered a criminal offense. And I think that's the right way to go. The people on our highway system are not criminals. They load a vehicle wrong. They're in a very competitive industry. They look for a competitive edge. Sometimes they make a shot at it and get caught. But I don't think we're dealing with criminals, and I think if we have this, and the way the language is in there for just an offense, not a misdemeanor, not a criminal offense, I think we're going in the right direction.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Senator. Senator, if I might, just your question that you asked on the safety inspection program.
Yes.
When they transferred the program from public safety to the Department of Commerce, all of the way station operators came with that program to us. And those operators had gone through an extensive program put on them by the Federal Highway Administration. It was a demonstration program that three states participated in. And in that, they taught our people in a... I don't remember the length, but it strikes me as 4 to 6 weeks. Intensive training on doing commercial vehicle safety inspections. And all the people who came over from public safety to us did have that training.
Thank you.
You're welcome, sir.
Thank you.
Any further questions? Anybody else want to testify on this bill? Senator Szymanski.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Joe, I guess you're running out of your TR, or she didn't make it down for this hearing.
Thank you.
Let me ask you a couple questions. In the bill itself, it's got an enforcement provision in it, but it seems like the enforcement provision is strictly authorizing commerce. What about public safety?
Senator, public safety has a very broad authority, and I can't quote you the statute, but I will get it to staff if you would like me to, that allows them to enforce any statute on the books. And by that statute, they would automatically have the authority. And I could provide staff with that if you'd like me to, Senator.
So if in this statute we authorize Commerce to enforce it, I guess I'm a little confused on, can't they just enforce it without this provision in?
No, Senator, they cannot. There are no sanctions on any of the statutes in the department. And there is a fairly detailed explanation of it in a letter from the court system. All that goes way back to, I'll find it here for you, Senator, but this is, the long and short of it is that although there are requirements that we meet the restrictions put in 17 AEC 25, and that's DOT's regulation, and there is no language in the statute that says that you can issue a sanction against those regulations. There is no language in our statute 4400 that provides me with the ability to issue sanctions against those regulations. And there is none of the 2800 series or public safeties to allow public safety to issue a sanction against those regulations, and that's what this bill corrects.
Okay, going back to the example you used of the damage to the bridge, they can cite them for the damage to the bridge, but they can't cite them for what ultimately caused the damage to the bridge, is what you're really saying.
That's right, Senator.
The last but not least question was more related to your current performance, which indicates to me that at the weigh stations, your people are not doing anything other than rewriting permits.
We are still writing overweight tickets. The courts in Anchorage are not processing them. The courts in Fairbanks are still accepting. If you pay a fine, a nickel a pound, they'll accept the money in Fairbanks. In Anchorage, they're putting it into a holding account. I am anticipating that it will not be very long before the courts cut us off in their entirety. At that stage, Senator, we don't have any need for the weigh stations, and I would recommend to our commissioner that we would close them. Now, in the federal highway funds that we get, the federal highway matching funds, the Secretary of Transportation, the U.S. Secretary of Transportation, can take 10% of our federal highway funds away from us if we do not operate those weigh stations. And that gets to be very, very serious. So I'm hoping that we can get this bill through the legislature this year, and we can get what I think was just an oversight and some things dropping through the cracks by the original legislation.
Okay, and then in conclusion, let me ask this, Joe. If this was passed and it was on the books, the only thing that would basically change is the load inspection, weight inspection. You would probably do the same thing you're doing today. You'd rewrite a permit that was in violation before they'd be allowed to proceed, and or have them redo their loads so that they would be allowed to proceed. But on top of that, you would then issue them a citation.
Senator, this is a good bureaucratic answer for you, Senator. That's a yes and no answer. By yes, I mean that we, for those offenses, and we've got several of them outlined, where we feel that it was a deliberate attempt to get around the rules, we would write a citation, even though they may be able to fix the load. The majority of the time, and we instigated this in coming off of Prudhoe Bay to begin with, even on overweights, where there's no scale up there, when they get down to Fox, if they are overweight, but they can fix the condition, we allow them to fix it, provide them with a permit, and send them on their way without a ticket, an overweight ticket. And that's responding to an honest need from the industry, Senator, not a need for us to pile up a number of tickets. But there are people who are deliberately violating the law and trying to get around it, and the complaints that we're getting from industry right now is, Joe, I can't compete because he's bidding that to run illegal, and my insurance won't let me bid it to run illegal. Can you get us some sanctions? We need them, and I sincerely believe that the industry needs the Senator to compete in a marketplace that's fair.
Well, should we write the law so that it is more indicative or more representative of what reality is, though? I mean, should we write the law then so that we're in a case where an individual or a truck pulls into the weigh station and it can be corrected at the weigh station, then they would not be
penalized?
We're doing that now, Senator, but and it would take a fairly, we have a permit manual that discusses violations and how we react to them, and an administrative manual that discusses what our operators may and may not do, the operating procedures. I would be glad to furnish you and staff with that. I would think we would get into a very cumbersome piece of legislation, and I was really attempting to make this piece of legislation as straightforward and simple as I could so that we could get it through both houses this year.
Okay, I just don't want to belabor it much longer. Maybe we'll get a chance to look at it before we hit the floor. But my only concern is that if we're going to run it so that it's not so subjective and it's got more of an objective position to it, where if a carrier pulls across the station, they can correct it, and so be it. Treat all carriers the same. But if we're going to make it where your guys are making a judgment call, where they can pick on one carrier versus another carrier, I'm not too sure that we want to leave that open.
Senator, I guess the only way I can respond to that would, I concur with you 100%. I'm not sure how we would write the verbiage. You would hope that the management staff is good enough that we can prevent that. We certainly try.
Joe, this is Senator Jones.
Yes.
Being an old log truck driver, I'll tell you, any place else I've ever driven a truck and come into the scales and I was overweight, I got a fine.
I know.
And it didn't make any difference how many miles I'd been on the road or if I'd been a good guy up until then or what. And that's the way it's supposed to work. So if you're telling me now that we're going to play favorites in this thing, I have a mixed feelings.
I'm responding here to a problem that I think is unique on the North Slope, in that there are no scales on the slope. And an individual calls us with a load, and they get a permit. And they say, you weigh 314,000 pounds, and I'm going to put it on a low boy, and my gross weight is going to be X amount, and I'm going to have X amount for each axle. So we write them a permit. Now, there's no scale up there. They get down to our weigh station at Fox. It's the first scale they hit. They guessed wrong on one of the axles, and they loaded it too far forward or something. So, and maybe they guessed wrong on the gross. They were 300,000 pounds instead of 290. Now, when we looked at that, we said, no, wait a minute. Had they guessed right, we would have given them the permit anyway. They made a good faith effort with the state of Alaska to get down here, get legal. They called us for the permit. They paid the money for the permit. And why now issue them a sanction or a ticket for overweight when the only problem was they guessed wrong?
Well, then treat everybody the same.
Our thought process there was, if that's true, then they're going to start guessing higher all the time. And it gets to a point with the higher weight that then we have to take a look at planking for bridges and whatnot. So maybe I was misleading in the way I put that. This particular process is unique to the Fox Way Station and the problems that are inherent in the North Slope.
Okay, thank you very much. Any other questions? What's the will of the committee?
Can we look at it for one too many weeks? We can take a look at that question and see whether or not we can't work over some language on that.
Okay.
I don't know if it's possible. We'll just take a peek at it.
Why don't you work with the sponsor?
The sponsor took a peek at
it. Language, bring to the committee. Okay.
Senator, the word of caution on that would be that if you're just doing that because of the lack of weigh station, you'll have to be awfully careful that you don't dismiss people who have weigh stations and are just trying to get by with a different load.
Oh, Senator, we won't.
I'm not talking to you, Michael. Job, it's all right. I was trying to take up for you, man. Shut up.
Just a comment that when somebody takes off the load, you know, they know pretty much where they are. They're within, I mean, a good trucker will know whether he's in 300, 400 pounds. If he wants to push it and take a chance on being overweight, so be it. But he ends up, if he is overweight, he ends up paying a fine. I mean, they just have to know that.
Our truckers so good that they can know whether the pipe's 2 or 3 inches too far forward or too far back?
You bet. A good trucker will know how to load that truck. He knows what the weight is on the pipe, and he can adjust it on how he sets it on the truck. And they can come in within...
You're about to lose my vote on that.
Well,
Well, thank you very much. Aside, and Senator Szymanski worked with Senator Jones on possible language.
I don't want to look at it.
Senate Bill Number 9, an act relating to financing of fish processors and agriculture and timber processors and harvesters by the Commercial Agricultural Action. Is there anybody that wants to add anything to this that hasn't testified before? Mr. Kirkpatrick isn't here, is he? Betty, Senate Bill 9. There are two CPAP bills, the second of the two bills. I still got some questions about the first one.
No, we'll
do you have questions on this one?
No.
Which one, 8 or 9?
We're hearing 8, but 9.
What 9? Looks good.
What's the will of the committee?
Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Chairman, excuse me, Smith, you had some questions on this one, did you not?
Are you looking at 8 or 9?
9. Oh, that's 8 you had questions.
I had questions on 8.
Excuse me.
Senator Ewing.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move and ask unanimous consent that we pass out Senate Bill Number 9 with individual recommendations.
Any objection? Without. Senate Bill 8. I have some questions on 8. I was hoping Mr. Kirkpatrick was going to be here today. I would, with the committee's indulgence, I'd like to hold this bill another day and get together with Mr. Kirkpatrick and discuss the questions I have.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. It was my understanding that you were going to come back with a committee substitute on this with Mr. Kirkpatrick anyway. I guess we don't have that.
Well, we're still waiting developments. How does that sound?
Okay.
Okay. Any further business to come before the committee? Then we'll commerce adjourned.